and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President-elect Donald Trump names Cantor Fitzgerald CEO Howard Lutnick as his Commerce Secretary and Dr. Mehmet Oz to head the agency in charge of Medicare and Medicaid. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
He's essentially been putting the spotlight on the Senate to confirm his picks, arguing that he has a mandate from the voters that also elected these Republican senators.
Prosecutors say sentencing in Trump's New York criminal case could be postponed, but they'll oppose any dismissal effort.
We have never been here before. So what's happening is trying to sort out what happens next when the person convicted is the president-elect of the United States.
Ukraine fires U.S.-supplied missiles deep inside Russia for the first time. Russian President Putin lowers the threshold for using nuclear weapons. Former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
I don't think they're going to use them in any case. I think there are all kinds of reasons why not, but it certainly has nothing to do with whether or not there's a piece of paper that he signs today.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Funding for the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids is up in the air again after the city council meeting last week. A motion was made to cut $150,000 from the budget intended for the library. No second was made. The City Council meets at 6 p.m. tonight, but there is no public comment period. If you want your representatives to know how you feel about this possible cut to the library funding, you'll need to contact your alderperson before the 6 p.m. meeting today. You can find their contact information at wirapids.org. A new online tool launched by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, or DHS for short, might help tackle the overdose epidemic. Here's Derek Tritz.
The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System provides near real-time data pertaining to suspected overdoses, allowing for faster and more informed action by health professionals. This launch comes off the heels of reports showing that suspected overdose deaths are trending downward for the first time since 2018. This tool is not available to the public. However, the publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and substance use will still be available on the DHS website.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources decided to issue permits for the Line 5 relocation project on Thursday. The project spans northern Wisconsin from Superior to Lower Michigan. It currently runs through the Bad Forest Reservation in Ashland, but members of the Bad River Band have been pushing to relocate the pipeline for years. Critics of the project's new location plans say it could still impact the environment surrounding the reservation. Enbridge Energy still needs permit approval from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Who's next at Wisconsin? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. We told you after losing to Oregon, the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, after just two seasons. So who will replace him? Head coach Luke Fickell asked at a press conference.
Just who's going to be calling plays for the rest of the season and why that particular person?
Why does it matter? Right? I mean, the offense will, you know, be run and those guys will do a lot of things collaboratively together. And I don't think it really is important as to who is calling it. You know, I guess it gives you the ability to point a finger at somebody if that's the case. But it's not one of those things I think is that important. Sometimes I think it's overrated in some ways. But it'll be a collaborative group and those guys will have to work a lot together.
College hoops, Wisconsin with another win, 87-84 over Texas Rio Grande Valley. The Badgers undefeated at 5-0. The Bucks with a win, 101-100 over the Houston Rockets. Thanks to a gutsy layup by Damian Lillard.
It comes down to who's going to make the plays, and I thought tonight in that last stretch we was the one to make the plays.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. A high right around 40. Breezy with more snow showers Wednesday night and a rain snow mix for Thursday. Right now it's 48.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is Wednesday. That means it's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always reads between the lines until he sees a car coming, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me tonight, wherever you are joining us from across the state. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, a beautiful city deck landing here at WGBW on this gorgeous Tuesday night. And I mean that. It is a beautiful night. We're in the studio here. The Doctors in Recital are here. Representatives of the Doctors in Recital are here talking about this great event coming up and filling our studio with song tonight. It's just beautiful. And coming up at 7:35 is Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, who covers news for WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's launching a new show called Community Stories, and she will be along shortly to tell us about it. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with two of my favorite guests. And I can say this because you know what? I don't think Chris ever liked me, Paul, so I don't miss her at all.
That is not true. Chris loves
if
you.
If I got attitude,
Chris loves you.
She is definitely sad that she is not here.
It's a shame she couldn't be here. That's too bad. No. But
now
seriously.
Now I have to come back. We'll have to come back.
You'll have to come back. And you can come back before this is still 2 months out.
We can come back and sing tickets. Christmas songs for you. Would you like
please,
that?
Please, yes. Or, I would love
songs,
that.
Kwanzaa songs. I don't know any Kwanzaa
winter
songs.
Repertoire.
Kwanzaa, whatever.
Winter songs.
Anything holiday related, winter related would be fantastic. I love when you guys are here. It's so much fun. And the Doctors in Recital show takes place January 25th, 2025, after the holidays on a Saturday night. You got to check it out. Tickets start at $25.
Yeah, and they are going to go fast for it's our first year with reserved seating. So our regulars are probably already, you know, getting all those really fun like box seats on the side at the Widener. Those are really cool.
The one where you use the little opera glasses and do people
and you look
do that?
Really, really important. And I'm pretty sure that my family will like line up the front row because that's what they usually do.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Does that throw you like when you're on stage and you see your family there? Do you get like, okay. What about you, Paul?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore?
Not anymore.
There
was a day.
Do you make the kids go or do they want to go?
Well, it's funny you say that.
Can I plead the fifth on that one? Well, no. The kids have been on stage with us already. So.
Yeah,
your
that's
kids
true.
Both your kids sing.
When my kids were really little, they were annoyed. They would never, ever want to come. And then one year they came and they thought they were like the coolest people ever because their mom was on stage. Like they thought I was actually just kidding, I think. And like that I wasn't actually doing something. I don't know. I don't know if I just didn't seem authentic that I actually was going to do it.
It's funny that they didn't really believe you.
I think when my kids they'd been to the Widener before, so they knew it was a big place.
Okay.
So they just couldn't believe that I would actually get to be up there.
Yeah, that's so great. It's such a great facility, too. I've seen a couple concerts there over the
years. It's awesome. And being on the Widener and you look out and it's just the most beautiful space. It feels like you've transported somewhere else magical.
Yeah,
so
it is. It's a great facility.
Super fun. And the staff there are so wonderful.
Fantastic.
I mean, Green Bay,
backwards for us.
The Green Bay community is so privileged to have those folks at that theater. It's awesome.
Do they serve booze?
Well,
they do in, like out in the lobby, right?
There, if I remember, there may or may not occasionally be some things in the green room, depending on how nervous you are.
Oh, okay.
If you need to relax.
Can you have a flask? Like, that's old school.
That's old school.
All right. So you were talking a little bit.
It is a family friendly event. I should emphasize
yes,
that.
Yes.
You can bring your kids. It's definitely safe.
There'll be juice boxes on hand.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. Juice boxes for me. I have a hard enough time doing this sober.
You sounded pretty good before, and I know you're drunk right now, so I don't really believe it.
Wow.
He giggles a lot more and sometimes falls off the chair.
Yeah.
He gets
I haven't
a little...
fallen off the chair yet, so I think I'm good.
That's a big chair, Paul. If you fall out of that, I'll know we're not doing our
They're
job
nice
here.
Chairs. I like the... I like the
okay.
I like the chair.
What's this G stand for?
It stands for... Conrad, tell him what the G stands for. For God's sake, I can't do another Packer.
Yeah, Pete cannot say the Green Bay Packers after Sunday.
Oh, that's right. You're from Chicago.
I am. And until the Bears finally defeat the Packers, I'm not going to hold my breath.
It's been a lot of years.
It's been a long time.
Oh, I know. I feel bad. I feel bad that that guy got his kick blocked, you know? It's so sad. I did actually feel bad for him.
Do you guys know any sad music?
Well, this song... isn't really sad, actually. It's kind of about...
I was kidding.
It's kind of about...
Play whatever
like,
you want.
It's kind of about just be your own self and just let it rip.
I love it. Is it something we might know? Or
oh,
do you
yeah.
Wanna,
you'll, okay. If you, well, if you know pop music, it's a pop tune. It's Pink. The artist
cool.
Pink.
Okay.
All I know so far.
I love it. All right. This is Kim Shevchik and Paul Piatt from representing the Doctors in Recital. You can check them out in late January. They're performing here live tonight in studio.
Woohoo!
Just for Nightlight listeners and me and Conrad. Take it away, guys.
Yes.
Haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. Felt alone, still feel afraid. Stumbled through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. Little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked with the truth, you throw your head. You spit in the wind, let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in. Let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you are. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run in the rain, put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Stay unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far. That's all I know so far. You might give yourself away, yeah, and pay full price for each mistake. When the candy coating hides the razor blade, you can cut yourself loose and use that rage. I wish someone would have told me that this darkness comes and goes. People may pretend, but baby girl, nobody knows. And even I can't teach you how to fly, but I can show you how to live like your life is on the line. You throw your head back and you spit in the wind. Let the walls crack, 'cause it lets light in. Let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you are. That's all I know so far. When the storm's out, you run in the rain, put your sword down, dive right into the pain. Say unfiltered and loud, you'll be proud of that skin full of scars. That's all I know so far.
That's all I know.
That's all I know so far.
That's all I know.
That's all I know.
will be with you till the world blows up. Yeah, yes, up and down and through till the world blows up. Yeah, yeah, when it's right or it's all messed up, till the world blows up, till the world blows up, and we will be enough, and until the world blows up, throw your head back and spit in the wind, let the walls crack, 'cause it lets the light in, let them drag you through hell, they can't tell you, change who you with you till the world blows up.
Very nice. That's worth a fist bump. That's great. That's a Pink song?
That's a Pink song.
Wow. I need to.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have people on the show and I'm like, God, I got to get with it, you know, with more pop music and like.
Okay. So next time we should do some, what do you like? What do you actually like to listen to if it's not Pink?
Well, I mean, I like classic, like I love Springsteen. I love John Prine. I like a lot of folk, old country, classic rock. But having said that, like I'll drive home at night and I'll listen to like WIXX and I'll hear a song and I'm like, that's a great song. Like, yeah. Who is this? You know, sometimes I like a Katy Perry or even a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
I just don't know it as much. And Pink included, I would say in that. Mm-hmm. So is that something you would sing at Doctors and Recital?
We did that song last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was actually really fun because Chris is a music teacher, and she had several of her middle school students in a backup choir behind us singing. When Paul was echoing, that's fun. All I know so far, they were singing with me, and it was
pretty awesome. Cool.
It was so cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
So we have to do a quick break. Can you guys stick around for a few more minutes? We have a very short break. You don't have to sing if you don't want to. It's a short segment. We can just talk more about Doctors and Recital. I have a ton of questions I didn't get to. So I would love to keep you guys just for a few more minutes. Conrad, you doing okay?
I'm doing great.
What do you need? A milkshake?
A milkshake? No, I got what I need. I got a Diet Coke.
All right. I think... You know, there's a show called Larry Sanders Show, and when Artie had a cocktail, it always meant, like, that things were smooth. And Larry, as the host, would go, okay, Artie's having a cocktail. When Conrad is a milkshake, that's when I relax. We should start that.
I don't even like milkshakes.
I was going to say, he just talks about it like it's already a thing.
How about a banana split?
I like banana splits. There we go.
He's over there mowing a banana split. And I'm like, okay, everything is good. All right. The Doctors and Recital are going to be back. They're hanging out for a few more minutes. And we've got Melissa Kay coming up at 7:35 to hear about her new show. Lots going on here. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite healthy snack? Let us know that. And I will read your text on the radio and be happy to do so. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What all of the vibes you made.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and today's work money word is fiduciary. Well, fiduciary is a mega important term that you got to know when it comes to getting professional financial advice. In the world of money, you want someone committed to the fiduciary standard because those folks are legally obligated to act in your best interest only. I mean, every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that that's what they're doing, those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling you products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet even more than yours. So simply put, anytime that you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Conrad, I gotta work out.
Every time.
Can I just get a quick set in on the bench? This is my workout song. I have to.
Really?
I can't. My workout flies by when I hear the Jacksons. Can you feel it? So I'm just telling you guys that.
Okay. All right.
I'm in a workout kind of mood. So, all right. We've got the doctors in recital for a few more minutes here, guys. They're in the studio. Kim Shefchik and Paul Piat. Chris is home ill. She'll be back, hopefully, when you guys come back to sing some Christmas tunes.
Yes.
Do you guys like to go to live music? Do you do that often? Where do you go when you just want to hear some acoustic and somebody singing? Where do you go around here?
Well, I love Copper State. They often have.
Oh, yeah. Right across the river, right?
Yep. Yeah. They often have, like, I think tonight, actually, they have blues. Like, and then they'll have, I don't know who these people are necessarily always, but there seem to be, like, walk-ons that'll join their little combo. That's super fun. What about you, Paul? Paul's more of a music maker.
We kind of, when we go big. We go to, like, big concerts.
Okay.
You know, like Billy Joel, Elton John.
Oh, yeah.
Big kind of stuff. Actually, a friend of ours, shout out Danny Lewick, brought me out to on a Friday night to hear Conscious Pilot, a local band, and
they
were fantastic.
Really?
Fantastic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Isn't that fun? Danny Lewick is in Big Mouth and the Power Tool Horns.
There it is.
And he's a super talented drummer.
Oh, that's so great. Mm-hmm. And have you guys thought about adding more shows? Like the doctors, you guys do one show a year, right?
Okay, so we actually have talked about having two shows on that weekend. Especially, again, when we almost had a sellout, we were like, maybe we should add another show and then it will kind of fix that crowded problem. But, I mean, these are people whose day jobs are very, very high stress, fairly type A personalities. And now you ask them to do something twice and they want it to be super duper good both times. And it's a lot to ask for people volunteering their time and talent, not to mention, the volunteers that we have to help support us. So we've talked about it. I think it would be hard, but not impossible. And we sometimes do like Dr. Ringwalski, who's in our show, actually, he has retired from medicine and now is a gospel musician. Oh. So he does a lot in the areas and around the country. And many of our performers do play in other kind of smaller Midsummer's Music. They do like these classical, like, what did they call these back in the day where you'd have something in someone's house and they would host like a little, you know, classical quartet. There's like a name for that. Anyway, there's people in our group that do that.
A soiree?
That's not a gala? A word. No, a gala. It's smaller. There's
when
a
I was
word
a kid, that's
I'm
what...
struggling with words.
My grandma
after
would...
noodling. You ruined me after noodling.
Noodling is supposed to make your brain stronger, though, Kim. That's like, I think you just work too many hours. I love that you're wearing your lanyard from work.
Okay.
It just adds a charm to the whole doctors in recital because you really...
It's authentic. I am real. I'm a PA. I don't just pretend to be one.
Should have been using that as a shaker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, come and on. I do like my charms.
Look at that. That's a lot of flair.
Mm-hmm. I like my flair.
There's a lot of flair.
So what is your favorite kind of music? Kim first. What do you listen to?
This is probably embarrassing for a middle-aged woman to admit. I love Taylor Swift.
There's a lot to like. There's a lot to like. I mean, seriously.
But my Spotify, it's interesting. It told me the other day that I am one of Billy Joel's greatest fans, which was really pretty cool. I do also love Billy Joel. Mm-hmm. I love classic rock, old country. I love Neil Diamond. I love John Denver. I love folk music.
Oh, I love John Denver.
So I have a lot of things. I love show tunes, musicals.
Same.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But I probably listen to Taylor Swift more than anybody. Paul, nice. Please make me look better. Paul's taste is
Paul
really
goes Katy Perry.
Refined.
I appreciate Taylor Swift. Maybe I'll be a fan one day. I did like her early stuff.
When she was 12?
Yeah, when she was 12 playing country. People forget she started playing country.
Oh, that's right. Wow.
I'm eclectic. I like a little bit of everything. But if I could only listen to one artist or band the rest of my life, it'd be James Taylor. Not even a question.
Oh, good call. Good call.
That's a great one.
He's kind of who taught me how to play guitar.
Play the guitar.
I mean, he didn't actually teach me how to play guitar, but...
Taylor Swift is named after James Taylor.
Okay. That's right.
See, it all comes together.
Mm.
What's your favorite James Taylor song?
Oh, gosh. I kind of like Frozen Man.
I don't know if I know that.
It's not one of his hits.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I like that one. That's a good one.
Just that opening guitar to Fire and Rain is like mm-hmm. one of the most iconic, beautiful intros ever to a song. And it's such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
But Carolina in My Mind, Steamroller's great.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Baby James.
Well, and what's nice about him is he does all of his music isn't the same style or same genre. Like he plays bluesy stuff. He plays mm-hmm. country stuff. He plays more rock stuff. He plays the singer-songwriter stuff. So you really can't get bored listening to his music.
Agreed. Pamela on the text line from the 715 says, just heard your guests mention Danny Luke.
Luick.
He is my cousin's son. Know him too. And that's kind of cool.
It's a awesome. Small world. Yeah.
We love Danny.
Danny's awesome. Very talented man.
Are you guys, have you thought about playing anywhere aside from Doctors and Recital? Or do you do that? Do the three of you go out with Chris and maybe do like a trio, a little Paul. Peter, Paul, and Mary type thing?
Paul, Chris, and their friend Brad, who's also playing in our number this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't for a while now, but we used to do like a little acoustic trio.
Yeah.
Two guitars, three voices kind of a thing. Play at like coffee shops.
Yeah.
Stuff like that was fun. Most of us play at church and sing at church as well. That's mm-hmm. where we do most of our heavy lifting, if you will.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I love that one of my favorite things is to stumble on to someone who's crazy talented, whether it's in a coffee shop or you happen to be in a bar. My wife and I were in a bar on Mackinac Island about 30 years ago, 25 years ago, and we just heard this musician and he was singing all these different artists and he was phenomenal. And then my son and I were on the subway in Chicago once and this guy has an acoustic guitar. The other guy is playing the buckets and they were playing Danny's song from Even Though We Ain't Got Money.
Yep.
And he was phenomenal.
Yep.
And no one will ever know who this guy was, but it was like the most beautiful thing. We were just captivated.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being here, you guys. Good luck with Doctors and Recital.
Welcome. Thank you for having us. It's always so much fun.
We'll have you back before the holidays. We'd love to hear some Christmas tunes or anything you guys want to sing. So
it can be done.
That's Kim and Paul. Thank you so much. When we come back, Melissa Kay, Civic Media's own Melissa Kay, will be here to talk about her new show, Community Stories. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, you guys.
Jumping on a fast train. Gotta go on the lam. Stuck in no man's land. Ain't nobody on your way back. Ain't nobody gonna lend you a helping hand. Down, then you go to the sound. But you hear that fast train.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay.
It's Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
Reminding us that we may be forced to drive out in a snowstorm and we could get stranded out on the road. And without your car running, time starts ticking.
After snow events, it's cold. I mean, that's just a given how the weather systems work, dragging the cold air on the heels of the storms.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. And then you don't have to think or worry about it again until you need it.
Measles cases are picking up both worldwide and here in the U.S. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The largely preventable and highly contagious disease has had 266 confirmed cases in the U.S. so far this year. Last year, worldwide, there was a 60% increase in measles cases as misinformation about vaccine safety led to declines in vaccination rates. In the U.S., vaccination rates fell to 92.7% for the 2023-24 school year among kindergartners. Over 100,000 people, mostly children, died last year from measles worldwide.
One case of measles has been confirmed in Wisconsin this year, in Dane County, on April 26th. For more information, you can visit the Wisconsin DHS website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a low in the low 30s. Cold tomorrow with a cloudy sky, breezy, and even some flurries and snow showers. A high right around 40. Breezy with more snow showers Wednesday night and a rain snow mix for Thursday. Right now it's 48.
Badger fans, the stage is set for another jam-packed year at the Kohl Center. Your November lineup includes something for every fan in your life, with huge home matchups for Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey. Don't miss out on your chance to catch your favorite Wisconsin teams at the Kohl Center this season. For full Badger schedule and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Trigvi Olsen and Pat Kretlow are back for another Wednesday Hump Day edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome back. So great to have you with me on this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight, folks. Boy, they are fun, aren't they, K-Man?
Oh, definitely, yes.
Were you tapping your foot on the other side of the glass?
I mean, it's hard not to, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. You were dancing. I can tell the people at home. That's why you turned your camera off.
With my banana split.
That was just improv, buddy. That just came off the top of my head, but I think we're onto something there. All right, so this is exciting for me to introduce my next guest. When I started working for Civic Media, she was so cool to me, and she's such a good person, and she is a consummate pro. She does news here at Civic Media and covers Central Wisconsin for WFHR on the network, and she is an uber-talented person, and it's about time she got her own show called Community Stories. Very excited to welcome my next guest, Melissa Kay. Hey, Melissa.
Hello. How are you, Pete?
Doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm exhausted, but I'm great.
Yeah, you got news duties. You're busy by day, and now you've got this new show you're responsible for that you're going to host, mm-hmm. and that's exciting. Let's jump into that first. Tell us about Community Stories.
So Community Stories came about because we wanted more local programming on our station here at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and we wanted to have more stories, more voices from our community. And James Maloff, who is the host of our morning show and several other of our local shows on our station, said, I hired you for your interview skills, so let's see them. Oh, all right.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, no, none at all. So we developed this kind of together, and then I spearheaded it. So there's actually two shows within our show. Community Stories airs on Tuesdays from 5 to 6. And the first series of interviews that I have done, I'm calling them our veteran series. And I interviewed veterans in our area, and I'm sharing those stories. So these are all pre-recorded interviews that are done, and then we put them together in a show. And the second one aired tonight. And
nice.
And it's really, really fascinating to hear these stories of their life, of why they chose to join the military, what happened to them during their service. Next week, we're going to hear from Misty Sorensen about what it was like being a woman in the military. She served on a Navy ship during Desert Storm.
Oh, wow.
In a foundry on a ship.
Jeez.
It's just fascinating. And hearing their heart-wrenching tales, honestly, some of them are heart-wrenching. And then what it's like after service, you know, what they're doing now, and the veterans organizations and the need for more people to join veterans organizations.
That's so interesting you said that. Like, that's a job that, and I'm fascinated when I hear about this in or out of the military, just a job I didn't even know existed. And this woman worked on a foundry on a ship. Like, you just don't think of that. You know what I mean? So that's fascinating.
In the ocean next to a desert.
Yeah.
So right. It was rather warm.
So is that a weekly feature, talking to veterans?
Right now, the veteran series are what I'm working. I still have a bunch of, I have a backlog of editing to do.
Okay.
So yeah, the part of the reason why I'm exhausted, but just trying to catch up with a lot of these interviews that I did over the summer, starting to build and construct the show. So, and learning along the way, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Kind of figure these things out. And then the next series that I want to do is with our first responders. So our police officers, our firefighters, our EMTs, people who take care of us in our community. Because I think those stories are also absolutely fascinating of why they joined that service, you know, the civic duty that they felt called to do for our community.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, on the show, Melissa, moving forward, are there certain kind of people, is there a certain type of person or interview you want to do, or people you look forward to talking to more than others based on vocation or career or their background or anything? Like, what gets you excited to sit down and interview someone?
Well, I can't wait to learn more about the history of our area. Wisconsin Rapids has such a fascinating history with the river here and the logging trade that happened here. We have a historic Point Bass, which is just a really awesome place. I got to go on their spirit walk this year where they had people acting on the homestead of, you know, the people that lived there in the 1800s. And they're just moving another historic building to the site. So getting to hear stories from our, you know, just the local history that happened here. We have a lot of great historical societies. And some of these stories, you know, Pete, we need to share these stories while they can still be told.
Absolutely. That's a great point.
Which is part of what fascinates me.
Yeah. Are you a native of central Wisconsin? Like, were you born
and
raised?
I'm from Tomah, Sparta area originally. So an hour, you know, east of here, roughly.
Are you still considered an outsider in Wisconsin Rapids because you're from Tomah?
I don't know. Ask residents. I feel like, you know, obviously I'm not a native here, but yeah. I do feel very welcomed to the community. We have a wonderful community theater here, and they welcome me with open arms. And I actually get to direct a show this next season.
Whoa.
So let's talk about that coming up.
Let's talk about that. Because that was on my list of questions.
We got to talk about the Thursday show first, though.
Okay.
Let's, Community Stories Junior.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Thursday's show. Tell us all about it.
Community Stories Junior is hearing from our young people in the community. So these are our young people's voices. So the idea is spanning the generations and hearing from everyone in the community. And our pilot show, our pilot episode last week featured the tech ed students at Nakusa Middle School. So these are 6th through 8th graders. And Mr. Benjamin Peters is the tech ed teacher there in the Nakusa School District. And he has, through grants and working with the referendum with the school, they have a 1-to-1 3D printer ratio to printers, 3D printers to students in the classroom. So these young people are working with a 3D printer. They get to design and print a product every day in their classroom.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes. And then Mr. Peters is working with local businesses to partner with them where the students can design products for these businesses. And, you know, so that they actually get to experience the process of going to a business and seeing what they need and talking to them and then building the product for them and then delivering it to them.
That is really cool.
And as these students progress through this classroom, you know, if they stick with this program through high school, they'll graduate with a degree. You know, they'll be able to go out and get a job in engineering.
Wow, no kidding. That's so, all right, so you're going to talk to them and people can listen to that on Thursday. All right, Melissa, let's say I don't live in your community or some of our listeners don't. Can we still listen to Community Stories or is it off limits? Okay, tell us.
It's available in podcast form.
Okay.
If you go to civicmedia.us and search for shows, you'll see Community Stories. Click on that. And then once you're inside Community Stories, you get to choose the Tuesday or Thursday. They each have their own graphic now, which thank you, Seth, for making that happen. and all of the people behind the scenes. And then there's one other special little nugget that happens on Thursdays, Pete, and it's called Tale Time.
Please explain.
So this is an original story that that I wanted to write and share. I love old radio shows.
Oh,
like I grew up on them. You know, the story, the sound effects, the maybe the different voices. For now, it's just my voice and doing other voices, but it's a story of Kevin the cat to start with. And so Tale Time is adventures with animal friends, but it starts with Kevin the cat, which is a cat I rescued from a local animal shelter. And his story about him being rescued. And then the chapter 2 that airs tomorrow will be him exploring his new home.
That is really cool. My guest is Melissa Kay. You can check out her new show, Community Stories. Just go to civicmedia.us and all the shows are there. And you can click on Community Stories. Melissa does news at WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. She's a consummate pro. And this sounds like a really cool show. So I love that you're incorporating animals. I would imagine just how crazy people go for their pets. That is a pretty good ticket to get some more viewers to the show. Would I be right about that?
And some of the sound effects are actual Kevin sounds, too. I recorded videos of him, like the nails when he's exploring the dining room in this next episode. Those are actually Kevin making those sounds.
How hard was it to follow him around and get those sound effects?
Well, I worked from home at the time, so I was able to, you know, just like, oh, he's walking in the dining room. Turn my camera phone on.
So do you have, moving forward with the show, like, do you have topics that get you really excited, Melissa? Like, are there things you can't wait to cover, like community theater or veterans or whatever it may be? What gets you the most excited? I asked you about people, but what about topics?
Well, the so with the students that I'm working with, I'm going to have to broaden, obviously, out to more groups. So I did a series of interviews with theaters, with the theater kids this summer. So that's going to run in tandem with the NACUSA students. And then I'm also talking with English teachers in the NACUSA district. Nice. To see if there are some young authors who want to share what they're writing and get their words out there. But really, it's putting our local voices on the radio.
Right, which is Civic Media's whole mission, right? Local radio, right. Get people talking and interested in community.
Mm-hmm. And the fun thing about, I mean, these kids crack me up, Pete. I laugh so much when I'm going through and doing the editing with these kids because they're like a gold mine. Some of the things they come up with. This one young man who was like, yeah, I really like this class because, you know, I can invent stuff. And then maybe I can go to MIT. And make some money with the stuff I print, but then I go to MIT and I, you know, I lose it all because.
Well, that's a good start. You got to start somewhere. Why not shop class, right? Right? Yeah, I never took
but
shop.
That's a sixth grader.
Did you take shop? Because when I was a kid, it was sort of like you know, here's where I was misguided. You know, my folks had said, well, don't take shop. You take algebra. You do that. Don't take typing. You can learn how to. Guess what? I am not handy and I can't. I had to teach myself how to type and it took about 15 years. So I would encourage kids to take shop and to learn how to type, especially now with the internet. Yeah. Everything is online. So,
absolutely agree with you. I went to a one room schoolhouse when I was in grade school.
Wow.
So I did not take shop classes. But the wonderful thing about so far, like the NACUSA school district, their classes are not necessarily optional. You know, they just get their schedule and then so they get to experience all these different classes. They have, the opportunity to try things so that when they get to high school, they'll know, well, you know, I liked 3D printing or I didn't like 3D printing. Or I liked, working with my hands in this class, or I didn't. So then they have at least an introduction to these classes so they know what they want to continue with going forward.
Well, that's a great answer. Can we talk theater? Will you indulge me a little
bit?
Of
course, yes. Okay. Well, I will always talk theater with you, Pete.
Well, I knew you would eventually, but how – I feel very fortunate because where I live in Marinette, there's a pretty healthy community theater and a lot of talented people that came back. And that's what, like where I live, it's just people, they eventually always come home and some mm-hmm. of them went out and did some really cool stuff and they come home. And as a result, we have a very a vivacious local theater community. Is it the same in Wisconsin Rapids?
I would say so. Yeah. We have a wonderful community theater here in Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point has a wonderful community theater. So does Wausau. And actually even Marshfield, Abbotsford, when I was living there, they have a community theater. You know, I think it's wonderful that so many of these, it's smaller, slightly smaller areas. I mean, Abbotsford's tiny, but, you know, that we and Toma, where I came from, they had a very active and robust community theater. And I think it's wonderful because it gives people the opportunity to do those things without, you know, a huge amount of commitment.
Right. No, I totally agree. And it's a nice outlet for people just that live in the community want to do something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a great community to be part of because it like gives you a place to hang. You know, maybe you don't want to go to the bars. Maybe you're not as into sports. So it's a great, and there's what I love about it too, is there are people, they need people from all walks of life. They need mm-hmm. carpenters. They need electricians. They need set designers, makeup people, costume. Like it's just such a fun atmosphere. So can we mm-hmm. pick it up there? Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Absolutely.
I know you don't want to get back to editing yet, Melissa. So give us a few more minutes and we'll let you get out of here. All right. Melissa Kay is my guest. She you can check out her new show, Community Stories, at civicmedia.us. And we are coming right back with a few more minutes. She's going to help me close this thing down and I'm going to ask her what she's watching on TV. I'm going to put her on the spot. We'll be right back on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Civic Media, Wisconsin's source for real news and great conversation, offers podcasts of all of our daily shows online and on demand. Simply go to civicmedia.us, click on Daily Shows, and choose the podcast that you want to download. Shows are updated daily, or you can save them and listen all at once. Our podcasts are sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. You are an organ donor, right? Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Learn more at heroicdeed.com.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results. Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Tomorrow night on Nightlight, from the Overture Center in Madison, Artistic Experiences Director Tim Sowers will be here to preview what they have coming up at the amazing Overture Center, like he so often does, and he will inform us on what we should be watching regarding TV and film. The guy watches more TV than three of me. And Jared Crooks will be here, independent filmmaker, talking about his new film. That's tomorrow night on Nightlight. Right now, we have a few more minutes with one of my favorite colleagues. Her name is Melissa Kay. She does news for Civic Media, covering Central Wisconsin, Wisconsin Rapids at WFHR, does such a good job. And her new show is Community Stories. So tell us, what time can people see the show? You said Tuesdays.
And yes, then you're Tuesdays also on... and Thursdays, okay. From 5 to 6.
Okay, so 2 hours a week, 1 hour each time. All right, fantastic. For more information, check it out at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about community theater.
We were.
Which you are very involved in. What's the best role you've had?
Oh my goodness, that's really hard to pick.
Have you done a lot of shows? Like, is it to the point where you've done so many you can barely remember, or are you
sometimes
really?
It's hard to think of
them
all.
So cool.
Well, it's fun to play a variety of characters. I got to play the lead in Glass Menagerie last season. Amanda was the name of the character. And that was a challenging role because it was not your typical comedy, which you often have at community theaters. So yeah. it was a very dramatic, you know, like this family has a lot of problems and this woman lives in an entirely, you know, made up world of her own imaginings.
Right.
So that was fun. The one woman show I did was a very big, that was a huge feat.
You did a one woman show?
I did. All the Ways to Say I Love You.
Holy smokes. That's so cool.
Yeah, I did that 2 years ago now.
Wow.
And that was dramatic. Like that was some serious hardcore theater.
Yeah. Was that harder to do than a show like Community Stories where you have to put everything together? I mean, a one woman show, writing, blocking, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I didn't write it.
Okay.
No, I didn't write it. That was, and I'm not going to, Neil, I'm not going to remember
Patrick Harris,
his name.
Diamond, Armstrong.
No. Say I love you. I can type and talk at the same time.
I do it all the time.
But you, Neil DeBute, I believe is his name.
Okay. Now that you say that, I know that title. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So, no. Yes. No. Is, right. He writes a very, Neil DeBute writes very, like, they're heartrending stories. I mean, it was about a woman who had an affair with a student, a teacher who had an affair with a student and then lied about it to her husband so she could have a child.
Oh my gosh.
Because her husband couldn't.
It's like a May-December dealio.
The way it progressed was her telling everything that happened, the story of what it happened and how it tore her apart. So it was gritty. It was fun to do. I'm glad to say I did it, but there are other roles that are so much more fun to play, like Leaving Iowa, where I got to play the grown-up woman and then the young version of that. And being 10 is exhausting.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if you've ever played 10-year-old as an adult, but
I act like it sometimes, but I've never officially played the role. Well, that's so cool. So do you have I have two more questions for you. Our question tonight, Melissa, is what is your favorite healthy snack? I was down in Madison, back up. When I do a lot of driving, I tend to sometimes crave bad food because I'm in a hurry or whatever. So I'm committed again to healthy snacks. What is your favorite healthy snack?
Popcorn.
Nice. That's a great one.
Actually, yeah. And I don't have a microwave right now because mine started on fire. So I unplugged it.
that would have been the extent of my knowledge of what to do. Just unplug it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like total burst in flames, okay. But you know, their flames were shooting out of it. I'm like, that's not okay.
Right,
so open the door and then I unplugged it and I haven't, you know, turned it on again for good reason. But I bought just a giant bag of popped popcorn at the grocery store for $6.
That's easier.
You know, lasted me, probably will last me 2 weeks.
I'm always disappointed in microwave popcorn. Like it can smell good. And there's some, like, you know, you have the lime flavor in that, but sometimes I feel like it's just better if you buy the already popped popcorn.
It is, or I have a silicone container that can put popcorn kernels in, and you put like a dollop of, you can use coconut oil, you can use just a little bit of butter. You know, since I don't have a microwave now, Pete, maybe I just have to give it to you.
Or just buy a new microwave.
You can make excellent popcorn yourself.
Come on, you're making that Community Stories money now. You can afford to go out and buy a new microwave.
What money? I need more money.
All right, last question for you. We have about a minute left. What are you watching? Anything you can recommend? Are you binge watching anything?
I don't have time to watch anything, Pete.
You said that last time. I don't believe you.
Oh, but I did watch a movie recently. I watched The Secret of NIMH from 1982.
Oh, yeah. How was that? I've never seen that.
It was nostalgic because I watched it as a kid, and watching it now was just like, wow.
That's so fun.
I don't know. It's cool.
All right.
But I am reading Somewhere Beyond the Sea by T.J. Klein.
I used to be a reader.
Kloon is his name. T.J.
Klein. I wish I was still a reader.
Oh, you've inspired such a good
me.
Book.
I know.
It's the sequel to House on the Cerulean Sea.
Which
awesome
is
book.
Another
it's
book.
It's a book that makes you want to, it's like wrapping yourself in a warm, fuzzy blanket.
See, I just have a warm, fuzzy blanket. That's how I remedy that. I just wrap that up and then I watch TV. No, I used to be a reader. I would love to get back into reading, and maybe you've inspired me here tonight. Melissa, thank you so much. Best of luck with Community Stories. Check it out at civicmedia.com. I know it's going to be great. I'm a huge fan. And come back anytime you want.
Thank you, Pete. It's always a pleasure
You're welcome.
To talk to you.
You too. Have a great night. That's Melissa Kay, Civic Media Zone. Conrad, this was fun. I think we got some good healthy snack tips.
Well, I mean, you told me to eat a banana split, so that's not really healthy.
It's a guilty pleasure. Just indulge yourself. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow night to do this all over again. I hope we brought a smile to your face. It was great having you with me. Thank you for your texts and calls, everybody. And thank you to the doctors in recital. And thank you to Melissa Kay. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight. See you tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow. On Wednesday morning, we'll talk to an author of books geared toward middle schoolers about not letting a wave of book bans get in the way of good education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
To everyone who craves a rich and creamy hometown treat, let our team member Nevaeh tell you how we do it at Culver's.
Every scoop of Culver's fresh frozen custard is made in small batches throughout the day. Because where we come from, the little things make a big difference. Like bringing back a seasonal favorite, our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer and pumpkin spice shake are back for a limited time. Handcrafted with farm fresh dairy and real pureed pumpkin just for you.
From Wisconsin with love. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.